This weekend, we're covering the Winter Olympics in Grenoble and the Andy Williams San Diego Open, and we're surrounded, as usual, by interesting personalities. Our next guest, well, interesting personality is not adequately descriptive because she's one of the beautiful people, talented, too, Miss Deanne Carroll. First, the Lettermen with their two hits in one, Going Out of My Head and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. When Deanne Carroll was 10 years old, she won a Metropolitan Opera scholarship, but it didn't interest her, she says. She only wanted to be the roller skating champion of the world. Her achievements in other directions are well known, of course, and today, the girl who grew up in the Bronx as the daughter of a subway conductor is filling an engagement at the Empire Room of the Waldorf. Miss Carroll was interviewed for Monitor by Jack Haskell.
Does the whole thing sometimes seem like a dream? I mean, from Bronx Girl to television, to Broadway, film, supper clubs. And do you ever feel a little apprehensive about your career?
Yes, sometimes when I think about it, it seems like a dream. But I'll tell you what, and I think you can bear me out in this. It's not an easy life, and it's not easy work. The demands are incredible.
Mm-hmm. I think you find that a challenge, though, in itself, knowing what I do about you, and I think that wouldn't be bad. It is difficult for a woman, though, isn't
very.
It? Traveling, especially with children.
Very, right.
Sort of
and I have a daughter, and the fact that I've been able to remain a part of it for these many years and to stay kind of fairly satisfied, personally satisfied, gives me a great feeling of satisfaction about myself in the industry. But I think the dreamlike quality of it has to play second fiddle to the work. And the work is so extensive and goes on constantly that my moment for lying back and enjoying it, I think this summer was the first time I have taken a vacation in 13 and a half years. And I took a rural vacation, and I took a house, and I sat down, and I said, I'm entitled to sit down and enjoy it for a moment. Then it seemed kind of wonderful that many of the things that I had wanted to do with my life I had done. But, Jack, I'll tell you, day to day, running back and forth from the mother to the career woman to the female with the male, no, it's not too dreamlike. It's very difficult.
I'm sure of that.
Yes.
The New York Times last year did a so-called in-depth article about you, and the caption read, "Diane sings hot, plays it cool." Now, what did they mean by that? I didn't read that article.
I wrote her a long note. She went into my feelings about the employment situation, both in motion pictures and in television, which is still not representative, according to the young Japanese, Chinese, Negro, Puerto Rican, whatever minorities that are here in this country. These media are not representative of these groups. I just come back from a part of the world which is really Sleepy Hollow. And they're adorable, but they're dangerous. People, I cannot bear that kind of unawareness. I've been in Louisiana, and their hostility towards us as an integrated working group of people was unbelievable, that they, in this incredible time that we live in, that they could take time out to be annoyed that there was an integrated group of people there working. I really felt sorry for them, but I felt annoyed because they still have a big voice in what is said and what is done in the industry as well, you know, because that market is considered, unfortunately, when anything is done.
Exactly.
And so she caught me in my upswing of annoyance, and I'm afraid it took over the interview.
Well, our monitor guest these past few minutes has been Miss Diane Carroll. This is Jack Haskell reporting for Monitor.
Miss Carroll will be appearing at the Empire Room of the Waldorf through next Saturday, and you are on the Monitor Beacon. Roger Williams here, the spinning song. Thank you.
forget.
What?
To call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
I'm monitor another report direct from the 1968 Winter Olympics in Grenoble, France. Brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, makers of better idea cars, inspired by the Lincoln Continental. In a minute, an interview with Deanne Holum, America's winner of a bronze medal in speed skating. First, this.
In just 1 year, more people have switched to Mercury Cougar than any other car in its class. The Big Cat is a roaring success. Who else in its class has a flashing tail that points the direction you're turning? And it's standard. Headlamps that hide by day, shine by night. Standard. A big new V8 growl. Standard. Bucket seats. Floor shift. Full width rear seat. All standard. In fact, Cougar's got more equipment that's standard than any other luxury sports car in its class. The only one built with the fine car touch. Inspired by Lincoln Continental. Now, there are twice as many Cougars to choose from. Mercury's got it. The Big Cat. A roaring success. Get it today at your Mercury dealers.
This is Jay Miller in Grenoble. Deanne Holum, today you won a third-place bronze medal in the ladies' 1,000-meter speed skating. This, together with a second-place tie silver medal that you won in the 500-meter skating, makes you the United States' largest medal earner so far in these Olympic Games. How does it feel?
Feels great. Anything for the U.S.
Did you think that today that you might have had a chance for a gold?
Well, I thought I might, but then, you know, when I was in second place, I knew there was this Dutch girl who was good, and I kind of had a feeling she was even going to take it from the Russian girl.
Is it difficult racing the clock rather than an opponent in the pack-style racing that we're used to in the United States?
Well, it's a lot more difficult because you can't follow someone and then pass them at the end. You have to skate your own race. You have to take your own wind, and you have to use your own strength.
Now, how can you explain the preponderance of Illinois people on the speed skating squad? I think there are 7 skaters, and 4 of them from your hometown of Northbrook, Illinois.
Well, it is hard to explain. I can just say that we do have one of the biggest associations, and a lot of kids, you know, from Illinois have really tried hard to make this team, and it's shown, you know, that their training has worked off.
Many states just don't have any speed skaters at all. Is this due to a lack of speed skating rinks?
Well, definitely it's due to the lack of speed skating rinks, and it's due to the weather. If you have cold weather, naturally you're going to have more ice.
Well, a lot of states have indoor rinks, but, I mean, they don't seem to have these outdoor rinks.
Well, the indoor rinks don't really help you. They're way too small to practice this Olympic-style skating. But it isn't hard to have an outdoor track because, you know, these other countries like Holland in itself has 4 artificial tracks, and it's so small, and we only have 1, and we're so large.
What got you interested in speed skating?
Well, we moved to Northbrook, and there was a club, and it was my father's idea to join. I really didn't like it because, you know, black skates and everything, and I had figure skated, you know, just for fun. But after a year or so, meeting all the people and just liking the sport, you know, we stuck with it, and it sure paid off.
You said black skates.
Well, because I was used to white ones, you know. Black ones seemed like boys, you know, and it just didn't look right.
Tell me about the longer distances. We seem to be doing well in the shorter distances. Do you think that America can one day look forward to doing well in the longer, the 1,000 to the 1,500?
Well, all we needed is some ice time, and it did pay off. But it just can't pay off in 1 year all of a sudden like that. It will take a couple years of hard training.
Now, you're 16. Do you plan to continue speed skating?
I plan to continue, and I hope to make the next Olympic team.
Do you think that you might get us a gold medal in Sapporo?
Well, I'll sure try.
Thank you very much, Deanne Holum, for being our guest today. We've been speaking with America's largest earner of medals to date in these Grenoble Winter Olympics. This is Jay Miller for Monitor Sports.
Mercury's got a hot new car. Only the Lincoln Continental people would know how to make the Mercury Monte go. Mercury's newest and lowest priced luxury car, Montego, is Mercury's bright new star.
Montego!
Montego, hottest new Mercury since Cougar. Montego, Cougar excitement with full six-passenger comfort. At your Mercury dealers now.
Later on Monitor, another direct report from the Winter Olympics in Grenoble, France. Brought to you by Lincoln Mercury for Mercury, Montego, and Cougar. And listen daily for comprehensive Olympic coverage on NBC Radio. Music here by the Peter DeAngelo Singers.
Number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV and stereo. So play now, pay later. The RCA way.
Play now, pay later. The RCA way.
At your participating RCA dealer now.
Back with more good old Monitor 68 after a break for the group, one of which is KOGO, San Diego, California.
This is Mel Allen. For a complete review of all sports, please join me each weekend on Monitor, on NBC Radio.
It's morning, Jim. It's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date. Good news and music and comedy on NBC.
Monitor for February 11th, looking ahead to the 14th. How does a girl let a fellow know he's an unwanted suitor on Valentine's Day? Well, if you're not wise in the ways of rejecting jerks, Dr. Joyce Brothers will offer a few pointers in a little while. Before that, Monitor's eminently eligible bachelor, Mel Allen, with all the sports news. And before everything, music by the Strawberry Street Singers.
Remember a Christmas morning long ago, the frosted glass, the dancing snow, the happy time.
Remember the painted horse, the carousel, the chocolate kiss, the caramel,
the happy time. Remember a pale pink sky, your first Easter hat.
Your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
In one moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
This is Al Capp. You've heard the Brooklyn comic who, from time to time on this station, expresses deep concern over the fact that not every car in the country is insured by State Farm Mutual. Well, he'll remain nameless. I'd be the last person to fill the air with controversy or even foster it. But I defend those few hardy souls who, in spite of State Farm's low car insurance rates, are still driving around without the protection of the world's largest car insurer. You show me a man who's decided he doesn't need State Farm's coast-to-coast claim service, and I'll show you a hardy individualist who'll probably go right on feeling that way until the day he needs help 1,000 miles from home.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
At the Monitor Sports Desk, a gent whose birthday is Valentine's Day, Cupid Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. You left out Jack Benny. In Melbourne, Australia, Peter Thompson won the Victorian Open golf tournament today with a blazing 12-under par 288 for 72 holes. Australian golfers captured all of the top four positions in the tournament, and in what may be a first, Thompson asked the officials to cut his $2,700 first prize money to $2,000 so that more golfers could share in the cash awards. That generous gesture made it possible for 20 finishers to share in the money instead of only 15. Charity begins at home is my motto, but apparently not his. Oh, by the way, speaking of golf out in San Diego, there's a triple tie in the Andy Williams Open. The day started, as you remember, with Al Geiberger, Jack Nicklaus, and Tom Weisskopf in a triple tie. It's still a triple tie. I will not identify them for you at this moment because we shall have a full report on Monitor in just a few minutes. George Young, a 31-year-old schoolteacher from Casa Grande, Arizona, is looking forward to his third Olympiad today after running the greatest two-mile race of his career at the 9th Annual Times Indoor Games in Los Angeles last night. Young breezed across the finish line in 8:31.8. 8:31.8, beating a field that included Australia's Ron Clark, the best distance runner currently in competition. Another surprise as the indoor meet unfolded was the pole vault won by UCLA sophomore John Vaughn, who leaped 17 feet, 1/2 inch. World record holder Bob Segrin could do no better than 16, 6.5. More than 16,000 fans watched the meet, which in itself was a record. In automobile racing, Scotland's Jimmy Clark drove his Lotus to victory in the Tasman Cup Motor Racing Championship in Brisbane, Australia. Gee, they're having a lot of things going on in Australia today. Clark was timed in 60 minutes, 22 seconds for an average of 99.45 miles per hour. Graham Hill of Britain was second, driving another Lotus. The sixth heat in the series will be raced February 18th in Sydney. I hate to use the word heat on a day like this in New York, it's below freezing. But in Australia, it's down under, and that means it's hot. In fact, it may be the 14th, and I may be a year old already, Henry, I don't know. The football world is still pondering the sudden resignation yesterday of Gordon Sterling as general manager of the Oakland Raiders of the American Football League. Under Sterling, the Raiders rose from their cellar position last year to win the league championship and go on to play Green Bay in the Super Bowl. Reports from Oakland today say that Alvin Davis, who held the job before Sterling, will again take over the job as general manager. There was no reason given for the move of Mr. Sterling. In pro basketball this afternoon, the Los Angeles Lakers gave the Boston Celtics one of the worst beatings in recent history, 141-104. In the American Association, the Kentucky Colonels dubbed the Indiana Pacers 103-90. And that's the latest sports, Henry.
I'll tell you, Mel, you got it all mixed up. It isn't a day later in Australia. It's 6 months earlier. For it to be a day later, you got to go to Japan. Mel Allen will be back later with more sports news and results, and in about 10 minutes, another live report on the Andy Williams San Diego Open, which is an hour quicker. So,
Jesse Tutu Monitor.
And though friend Andy may be under par on the course, he's way over par in the singing ranks. Here's his ode to Holly.
Golden sun is rising, golden sun is rising. Diamond waves, shell.
a Monitor Olympics brief. Well, sir, the fine art of badge collecting has caught on at the Olympics. The badges, or patches, are emblems of the many teams who are participating in the games. One exception is a badge being distributed by the city of Denver, Colorado, promoting that city for the 1976 Winter Olympics. One observer notes that the collectors with the largest number of badges on their sweaters are Grenoble's prettiest hostesses and waitresses. But of course, naturellement. An Olympic ski jumper faces stiff competition, and he faces raw, biting winter weather as well. When you face raw, biting winter weather, be sure to use ChapStick. ChapStick does more than just help heal dry, chapped lips. Its moisturizing ingredients protect against chapping. ChapStick has been selected for use by the 1968 U.S. Olympic winter teams. Look for ChapStick in the familiar black and white tube, now displaying the Olympic seal. Pick up one for every member of your family, and use it before you need it. The U.S. Olympic teams do. Listen for a report direct from Grenoble later this evening. Monitor will continue to cover the games next weekend, and through the week, comprehensive coverage on NBC Radio. You're on the Monitor Beacon. So, how does a fella who thinks he's Mr. Right come to the reluctant conclusion that he's Mr. Wrong? Well, some fellows have to be hit over the head, and a lot of girls don't know how to go about it, especially on a sentimental occasion like Valentine's Day. Dr. Joyce Brother is here with some advice on that matter.
The Valentine is gorgeous, expensive, and the message reads, "You are the only girl in the world for me." What do you do if it comes from the wrong man? Can you rid yourself of him and his attentions without being cruel? Yes, quite easily, in one of several tried and tested ways. For instance, there's the treat him as somebody else would like to be treated technique. That is, if he's the perennial bachelor, good time Charlie type, keep him home by the fire, talking about marriage, household budgets, and how to bring up children. It's guaranteed to frighten him off your doorstep and set him searching for a swinger. Or, if he's the domestic sort, plan gala evenings that will both wear him out and flatten his wallet. If he insists on bringing his own steaks for dinner, don't cook them, burn them. Eventually you'll find he's curled up in front of someone else's fireplace. Then there's the method called financial irresponsibility. Ask the man you want to unload to help you unscramble your accounts at the end of the month, and then tap him for the money you need to pay your creditors. Instead of paying back the loan, blow next month's rent money on a new suit and make a scene if your unwanted admirer refuses to rescue you again. Once he finds out how expensive sticking around can be, he'll leave you with a sigh of relief. Another foolproof method for cooling a man's ardor is to make him feel a fool. If he's proud of an accomplishment or a raise, remind him that there are men no older than he is doing much more important things and making more money. Interrupt him when he's talking or reading the newspaper. Never laugh at his jokes, but be sure to laugh at his serious pronouncements. Above all, play it cool or cold when he's in the warm mood for love. Who tested these methods of getting rid of a man? I'm sorry to say that they were proved by wives who wanted to hold on to their husbands. These women used them without realizing what they were doing, according to the marriage counselors, and thus broke up their marriages. So even if that Valentine you received was from the only man in the world for you, heed these easy routines for getting rid of him. And make sure you never use them. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Well, I'm no doctor, of course, but one good way to get rid of a fella is to tell him to get lost. Get lost, Mel.
Goodbye.
Anyway, Dr. Brothers is a regular on Monitor. Weekdays, she's heard on the NBC Radio Emphasis series.
Are you afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid. At all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight. I'm gonna open up your gate. And maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life.
Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. Next, Monitor Sports. After a 6-second pause for switching, another report from the Andy Williams San Diego Open at the Torrey Pines Golf Course.
This is Frank Dill at the 18th green of the Torrey Pines Golf Club in San Diego, where under gray skies and in chilly temperatures, we have just had a red-hot finish for the 1968 Andy Williams San Diego Open. Tom Weisskopf has just won the Andy Williams Open and the $30,000 first prize by chipping a 35-footer from the fringe at the 18th for an eagle. He has eagled the 18th hole to finish 15 under par, 273. Moments later, Al Geiberger knocked in a 15-foot putt for a birdie to finish 14 under par, 274. Earlier, Ray Floyd had completed his round, a sensational 5-under-67 today, to finish 13-under, 275. Coming into the 18th green, Weisskopf and Geiberger, playing in the same threesome, were in a three-way tie for the lead with Ray Floyd. On that 18th hole, Tommy Weisskopf reached the fringe of the green in two shots, then proceeded to knock in a 35-footer for an eagle, which wrapped it up. Geiberger had hit his second shot short of the green, had chipped on 15 feet from the cup, then got his birdie to finish in second place. $30,000 first prize to Tom Weisskopf, winning his first tournament ever in sensational fashion. That's the story from the Andy Williams San Diego Open. Our producer, Mike Button, technical director, John Cameron, Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
And that winds up this afternoon's live coverage of the tournament. This evening, there'll be another report on Monitor. Next time you have a house party and the air becomes stale and heavy with smoke and other odors, just spray a little Renews-It air freshener and see what happens. Chances are that nobody will even notice the light, pleasant fragrance, just the delightful difference it makes. That's because Renews-It air fresheners remove unpleasant odors, clears the air in seconds. 5 wonderful fragrances to choose from, each so light that even husbands notice the difference, not the scent. And all available at a surprisingly low budget-coddling price. Renews-It air fresheners with the good housekeeping seal.
Oh.
that's the theme from the new film, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly by Hugo Montenegro. This evening on the second Sunday series, a monthly feature of NBC News, the topic will be Suffrage is Not Enough. And it concerns the present-day woman's desire for more active involvement in the things society considers important. Industry, business, politics, and the professions. Listen later on your NBC station for this evening's second Sunday program. Suffrage is not enough. This is Henry Morgan. News next.
The wheel must take a station break. Don't turn your set off. Don't you make a mistake.